5 in mid-July, and I've just got out of a baking hot car that read 28 degrees, which might not seem hot for some, but blimey, it's hot for me. And I've stepped out and walked down a little bridle path. It's very quiet, mainly because of the heat, but there is a breeze that's moving through the trees. The hay in the fields surrounding me is high. It's definitely a day for swallows and insects. And I'm just passing over a little wooden bridge. And my first sighting of the river. It's perfect, as always. And the weed is growing along it like hair. There's a red admiral sunning herself on the edge of the wooden footpath, showing off her postbox red on her wings. So there is some bird life. A wren. I'm going to walk down now. It's a short walk. And then what I'm going to do is what I've been dreaming about all day, which is to submerge myself in some water. I've just arrived at the bankside, where woods meets river. The banks are high with hogweeds and meadowsweet, and the oaks are low, almost skimming the surface of the blooms. Every weed, every flower is just a tabletop for some kind of insect. It's brimming with them, brimming with wings. Now the bit that I've come to is not the most accessible. But because it's not the most accessible, it's also pretty wild compared to some of the other entrances into the river. The air is so hot about my throat that it almost feels a little bit claustrophobic. But I know that the river is still going to take my breath away, regardless. So I'm going to get changed, and I've already got my costume on, because anything to save precious moments so that I can spend it in the water. And then I'm going to take you in with me, hopefully. Let's see how that goes. I'm down at the water's edge, and I have my little jelly shoes on, which are a marvel for river swimming. And I can already see lots of tiny, tiny fish all around. The river here is probably about 15 feet across, and it's enough to plunge into, and there are parts where it's easier to swim. So I'm going to walk in and record and excuse the noises, because I'm not a hardened river swimmer. Although it is hot. So up to my knees now. You just kind of have to find your way, because you can't see, because the river water is so dark that you just have to trust that the river will take you where you need to go. I think I just heard perhaps the shrill cry of a kingfisher. Oh no. That was a blackbird, I think. do you know what? I don't know if I'm going to make too many noises today. It's perfect. I'm just stood now about to the top of my legs, and I'm underneath an ash that is almost touching the water, but the light is dancing on the leaves. Okay, let's put the rest of my body in. One, two, three. Yep, it's a bit cold on the chest area. Oh, but it's perfect. Oh, once you're in it, there's nothing better. And that's why I love the river so much, because it always makes me giggle when I get in, and when you come with other people, it's just perfect. Little fish jumping up around me now. You do get the occasional one that comes and has a little nibble. A lot of people say to me, oh, I don't think I'd want to swim in a river because you can't see. Did you hear that? That was a damselfly's wings. I might try and capture that a bit better in a minute. I'll go downstream to where the light hits a bit more and see if we can find them. They do like the sun. Yeah, and I get it. I get not knowing, not seeing, not being nervous about that. But if you can try, if you're able, just to go up to your knees. That's all you need, just to feel. I am a little bit biased, and do you think once you submerge, it's absolutely wonderful? And I'm attempting to swim one-handed so that I can record. Oh, it's just perfect. It's like menthol on my skin and in my body and in my head, and it takes everything away. All my worries, all my thoughts, everything just gets absorbed by it. Now, I do love the sea, but I love the river more. And I was thinking about why that was, and I think, I just let it go at the back of my neck a bit more. And I think it's because it's so interactive. When I'm in the sea, it feels so vast. So beautiful and vast and mighty, but I can't understand that. I can't comprehend the vastness. But the river is so interactive. Everything is going on. So at the moment, the stones beneath my feet are like bones. I don't know if you can hear that. That's the sound of the stones. And the water is completely left up to my imagination with its darkness. And there's so many different plants brimming into it. There's blackberry and flower, the seed heads and hogweeds, and meadow sweets. Unfortunately, there's balsam. There's ash. There's ivy. The bramble is bountiful here, actually. And there's the birds. So many different birds. Being able to be in water and hear the woodland birds. It's something really special. And then you get the occasional bit of weed or fish. Sometimes a kingfisher. I can see hints of where otter have been. Where their silky bodies have slipped through the grass, ready to go up to spraint. There's so much happening, and I'm in it not happening. I'm not doing anything, but existing within it, in a different world. I've just come a little further down the river to where it opens up into sunlight, but also gets pretty wild. So the ash has broken, some of its boughs have broken down and they're in the water. But what's really special, I do don't know if you heard that, about this place. And I'm gutted because it might be a bit hard to pick up today because the farmer's on his tractor in the field. But what's perfect about this spot is that it seems to be the showground for the damselflies. And so I found out we have banded and beautiful damselflies here. But where this ash is in the sunlight, it must be where their courtship displays happen. And they have their own special leaf or branch that they're sat upon. And then every so often one gets a little bit too close and they fly up, have a little tussle, and then go back again. But they're so bizarrely magnificent. They are an electrically royal blue, the males are anyway. And the bandeds have a print, a dark print across their wings, and they're so delicate. People, there's often confusion between damselflies and dragonflies, but from what I know, the damsel's eyes are set apart and the dragonflies aren't, but I could be wrong. They look like shards of some chandelier from some kind of Parisian boudoir, and they're fluttering around, and if you sit here long enough they land on your head and on your shoulder. And the other thing that you might be lucky enough to see, which I did see the other day, was a female laying the eggs. And she contorts her body around under the water. And it's such a bizarre thing to see because it really looks like it shouldn't bend that way. It's a pigeon in the background. And she pops the bottom of her tail underneath and lays the eggs. And I think they stay under there for a couple of years until they emerge as these. Now, one has just landed in front of me, and it's a female, and I can tell that because she's green. And she is probably about 10 centimetres from my face, if that. And I'm staring into her eyes, and they're almost prehistoric, slash alien. And she is turning with me. And you can see those little toothy jaws. And she almost has something like really thin antenna. And her body is metallic. And her legs are all haired down them. But so thin. And she has tiny, tiny little white spots on her gossamer wings. And I think it's perhaps one of the most amazing things I have ever seen before, so close. I know that, oh, she's cleaning, I think, rubbing her eye. Gosh. Wow. And she's looking at me almost owl-like with that, when they do that thing with their heads. Oh, there she goes. She's gone up higher. As I said before, the interaction in a river, it just blows you away every time. How lucky to be able to spend a few moments with a creature that's been here far longer than me and know these parts far better. I'm sat in the river up to my shoulders, and I'm sat where the damselflies are still because they're mesmerizing. But to the right of me is a big cloud of mayfly, I think. Oh no, not mayfly. I'm not an expert on insects. But what they are, most definitely, are food for the damselflies. And it's quite a thick, fast cloud of them, and they're blurred as they're moving, just skimming right over the top of the water. And the damselflies are flying in and taking them and then flying back to perch. Wow, I've just seen a damselfly. I'm not sure what it was doing. It just kind of sat on the surface of the water and put all its legs out and just kind of skimmed across the surface. Wow. Yeah, and they're taking these insects and flying back to perch on the leaf of the ash or the alder, and they're eating them. And it's, well, it's just something to watch. And they open their wings and you see the prints and the marks in the sun. It's like its own little map. It's quite astonishing, really. I've never really thought about damselflies as much. And there's so much to learn. I didn't know they did any of this. And the only reason that I know that they do is because I'm down in it and I'm with them and I'm in their space and I'm watching and I'm being respectful and taking time. And I don't know if you can hear in the background, but there are people walking by and they have absolutely no idea that I'm sat here witnessing all of this. Not a clue. Just walking further down the river, and it's really shallowed out now. It's only ankle deep. Although I still managed to trip. And I looked backwards and up, and there's a big buzzard just lazily cruising in the blue sky. I have no idea what the time is. I feel like I've been in here for a long time. And oh, there's a lovely little inlet into the river, actually. And it's coming in from the side, and there's lots of rock. It's beautiful. The colours of the rock are amazing. Some of them are really quite green and striking, and some are really white with red, blood red dots. I do have a thing about stone. The damselflies are pitched on the grass that's hanging over the river, and it's literally clouds of them. It's so thick with them. I can tell you one thing though, I'm hungry. Being in the river and in the water definitely works up an appetite. And I'm thinking about everything, mainly fish and chips. I'm convinced in a minute I'm going to fall in. It's been wonderful though. I'm so glad that I've been able to share a tiny bit of the river with you. I'd like to come back again and show it in a different way, because that's the most amazing thing about a river. It's always so different, it's always moving, and it takes my imagination with it every time. This is where I wanted to leave you. The river eddies round on a bend, and I can already see from here there's a shelf where the pebbles give way and it gets deeper, and I've got it on good authority that it's a safe place to get in and feel yourself being taken by the river and the current. And it's only small and it goes round. I've got a damselfly on my arm, and it goes round into a shallow part. So what I'm going to do is hand it over to my husband and get him to record the sounds of this, of me getting in and plunging in and experiencing the river in more of a wild way. I'm probably going to end the recording here as well. So let's end with a bit of joy.